When you came in this evening, you should have received a flyer like this. Did everybody receive one? I hope you'll look at this. It's a slight variation on the normal experience that the tour has been doing. We're asking you to be as generous as possible in making a gift. And the funds are divided between the Combatants for Peace and their work in building a Beer's Garden. And 50% will also go to the efforts of Gush Shalom and other groups to send humanitarian supplies to Gaza. Because we've received so many phone calls and emails from people asking what they can do about Gaza. Now, if you want your gift to go specifically or solely to the Combatants for Peace, of course, we're delighted with that as well. Just note it on your check or put it on this with your cash contribution. We're going to pass baskets. We have time for two or three questions. We have to end about 9 o'clock in deference to the rules of the Veterans Auditorium. But we're going to pass the basket and ask people, you make your checks, if you want to, payable to the Rebuilding Alliance or to the Resource Center for Nonviolence, in which case the contributions are going to be divided between the two efforts. I think, frankly, as Alec described, the existential state of much of Israel, how far is that off the mark of the culture in which we live, of people being isolated and not responsible for what's happening, not just overseas with something like the occupation of Iraq, but what's happening in our own communities. So they bring us a message that's not just timely in terms of their efforts on Israel and Palestine, but speak very much to our condition, people who live in this country, and what's happening in our country. And, you know, I don't need to go on about the privatization to death of what's happened in this country or et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to pass baskets to just ask you to be as generous as possible. You can make the check payable to Rebuilding Alliance to support the work of Combatants for Peace. You can make it to the Resource Center for Nonviolence, in which case it'll be split between Combatants for Peace and Lifting the Siege of Gaza. And the Resource Center doesn't take any percentage out of these donations. It goes completely to those two groups. And this is something, frankly, we can do. We will do follow-up contacts with everybody who left their email or other ways of contacting them. We will organize some follow-ups to this specific meeting. But in this moment, this is something you can do to help.